The Russian government is furious today after President Biden answered this question from George Stephanopoulos at ABC News.
So you know Vladimir Putin, you think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So what price must he pay?
The price he's going to pay, well, you'll see shortly.
After that interview, the Kremlin recalled its ambassador to Washington. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman joins us now. Hi.
Hi there, Peter.
Hey, so Russian President Vladimir Putin is not happy about that interview. He seemed to try to connect painful moments in American history with Biden's comments. What more did we hear from Putin today?
Right, exactly. He clearly didn't like being called a killer. He argued that people often project onto others what they are themselves. And he talked about America's history of slavery and atrocities against Native Americans, for instance. And, you know, just an interesting side note to all of this, when a Fox News host called Putin a killer a few years ago, then President Trump kind of shrugged and said, well, do you think our country is so innocent? So Putin is kind of echoing what Trump said himself.
Interesting. Well, as a result of all of this, as we said, Russia is recalling its ambassador for consultations. I presume that's a temporary situation, but just how common is all of this?
It's kind of a surprising moment, that, you know, to show that they're angry. But a lot of this, I would say, is really posturing. I mean, the Biden administration has come out with some pretty tough statements lately, including targeted sanctions on some top Russian officials over the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition figure now in prison. And they've, you know, tried to stand up to some really bad behavior of Russia these days.
Well, it is a tenuous time, isn't it? A new declassified report from the U.S. National Intelligence Director's Office is now saying that President Putin authorized efforts to help Donald Trump in last year's election. Do you think all of this combined in what you just described is damaging even further this relationship between Washington and Moscow?
It may. I mean, you know, Putin's spokesman today said he thinks that Biden doesn't want to normalize ties with Russia. He said that will guide Russia's policy from now on. But what you're hearing from the Biden administration is that it wants to kind of strike a balance. It plans to hold Russia to account for that bad behavior, like the poisoning of Navalny or interfering in U.S. elections. But it's also ready to work with Russia on areas where it can. Think about climate change, Iran, or Afghanistan. In fact, you know, the U.S. envoy on Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, is in Moscow now for talks. So the Biden administration clearly doesn't want all of this tension to get in the way of that.
Well, the State Department is also trying to thread a needle with Beijing. Secretary of State Tony Blinken is going to be meeting with Chinese officials for the first time in Anchorage. Let's talk about that for a second. What will that meeting tell us about relations between the U.S. and China?
Well, I mean, the approach is actually to China is quite similar to Russia. Work with Beijing where you can, but hold them to account on issues like human rights issues and trade. The other big part of Biden's approach is to get on the same page with allies. And that's why you saw the secretaries of defense and state in Japan and South Korea this week before these talks with China. In Alaska, the Biden administration wants to consult with allies first. They say this puts the U.S. in a stronger position to deal with China.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman, thank you so much.
Thank you.